Welcome to Spielin' and Dealin', the Georgia High School Basketball Podcast. With me today, we have a special guest. I am joined by Mr. Jared Lindsay of All Metro Hoops. And sir, you have some big stuff coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. The Classroom All-American game this Sunday at Willow High School.
Excellent, excellent. And just for people that don't know about the underclassmen All-American game, could you just give us a quick rundown of how did this get started, how long it's been going for, the proceeds, and everything like that?
Okay, so this is the second annual underclassmen All-American game. The game got started last year by Howard Nathan, also All-Metro Hoops. It's a lot of all-star type games out there for seniors, but it was none for underclassmen. So he figured this would be a good way to show the underclassmen that their achievements are being appreciated, and also a good way to provide awareness of certain causes like cancer, which was the cause last year, and this year is diabetes.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And last year, I believe I read it was held at Indiana, and now we're holding it at Wheeler. Do you have plans for this to jump around all across the country? Like, do we know where it's going to be at next year, or is that something that we're going to get figured out later on down the line?
Well, that's something that we'll be figuring out later on down the line. Switch from Indiana to Atlanta, just because we didn't have the manpower in Indiana to promote the event, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great event, but it just didn't get the promotion that we thought it should have got. And we moved it to Atlanta becoming a hotbed for high school basketball. We figured it's a great market to have the event.
And speaking of a hotbed for basketball, you're definitely right about that. The GHSA is loaded with talent, and even the GISA and all the other divisions. But for people that want to go to the event, it looks like at 1 o'clock we have the national game, and that's all the big names from all over the nation. Could you just give us a quick rundown on some of those guys, or who are the top players that the common fan might know and say, hey, that's a 5-star guy. He's only going to be 20 minutes down the road. I got to go check him out. Who are the guys like that?
Okay, so we have Charles Bass, actually number one ranked center of the 2019 class on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys like James Wiseman, he's ranked number 6 in ESPN for 2019. You got a couple of Georgia kids. You got Isaac Okoro from McKeon. You know, they went undefeated
mm-hmm.
until the Final Four. You have also Sharif Cooper from McKeon. You have a lot of guys, McCarrie Maker, the younger brother of Steinmaker of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of talent from all over.
And talking about those Georgia guys specifically, you mentioned Okoro and Cooper over there at McEachern. Have you seen those guys play over the past high school year and over the summer circuit? And if you have, could you give people a little rundown of what they're best at and how they're playing in this big game? They must have some pretty talented skill sets.
Right. I've seen them play a couple of times over the season, and both were very impressive. Sharif Cooper, for a freshman, plays with amazing poise. He plays under control. He leads the team, gets his teammates involved. And you have Okoro, who's just a man amongst boys. He's strong at attacking the basket. He's developed a great jump shot, and he's a leader scorer for that team. And when his team needs a basket, he puts him on his shoulders and
hello. And I know a lot of people are also excited about Dwan Odom, a freshman who's going into a sophomore season now over at St. Francis. He's fun to watch, right?
Yes, he is. A very, very athletic kid. One of the more athletic freshmen that we have coming to the event. And he also did a lot of the scoring for his team over there at St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. And then the last guy I see on that national roster is Jared Jones over at Pebble Brook. Of course, playing at Pebble Brook, you're going to kind of have to take a back seat a little bit to the Colin Sextons and the Drew Drennans of the world. But what do you know about Jared Jones? I know he's a good big man, has some nice touch out there. What do you like about his skill set specifically?
So Jared Jones has a good skill set. He actually has a high IQ. He has good footwork. He doesn't try to do too much. Yeah, he had to take a back seat to three guys, actually, over there at Pebble Brook.
Mm-hmm.
But next year should really, really be his coming. Well, over the summer, actually, should really, really be his coming out party.
I agree. And then we talked about the national game. What about the select game? The select game is a bunch of guys from Georgia, a lot of familiar names to people that follow high school basketball in the state of Georgia. Could you give me a quick rundown on some of those guys as well?
So the select game, you have a lot of teams. This season, he went up to Huntington Prep, but he's a shallow kid. His freshman year, 6'7", small forward, but can play the 1-2. He has an excellent skill set. He will be fun to watch. You have David Johnson out of Kentucky, Justin Powell out of Kentucky. Those two, that's a duo you don't want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Great guys. They complement each other's games, play great together. You got a couple of other kids. You got Bob Antude, I think Bola from Recruiter and the Big Man. They call him Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Ram Protector. You got Edie from Heritage School out there in Noonan, another Ram Protector, and he can finish above the rim with power. It's a lot of talent. That's a late game also. A lot of those kids could play in the national game.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. And then one guy I know that over here in the metro area, we might not know much about because he's over on the coast, but Trey Broadnax over at Islands, he's really good. He's a son of Horace Broadnax, Savannah State head coach. That's a guy that I've been seeing that is getting a lot of praise, and I think he has a chance to really blow up this year.
Yeah, yes, he does. That guy, he came to our camp at the beginning of the season, and did he put on a show. He was the most impressive point guard at the camp. That kid can really play, but being in Savannah, Not too many people from Atlanta are willing to make that trip to out to Savannah. So now he's coming to Atlanta for everyone to see what he can do.
Mm-hmm. And then what about guys like B.J. Boston? He was transferred over in the middle of the season to Norcross, and he wasn't going to see too crazy big playing time behind all those seniors and high major Division I guys. But B.J. Boston, I know he's a guy that people are super high on. Have you seen him, and what do you think about his game?
B.J. Boston, I think he's a very promising young man. He has a specific skill set which makes him different from a lot of the underclassmen that participate in this event. And he has some length to him. He's a good kid. And he's playing with the Georgia Stars 15 and under this summer. And people should be able to see what he really could do. You didn't really get to see him too much at Norcross.
Mm-hmm.
But this summer, you didn't see a lot of him. And you hear about him a lot.
And is there any player specifically in this select game from the state of Georgia that you think are really going to take the next step, and like a Boston who wasn't able to see too much playing time, but now that they're going to be thrusted into a bigger role this upcoming season, is there anybody on these two rosters that you think is really going to make a major statement and become a household name, a premier player this upcoming season on the high school scene?
It's a kid, he already has a name to himself, Marcus Watson, led his team to the state championship, but not too many people still haven't got out to see him yet. I think this game and over the summer, he will become a household name. 6'6" kid that can really go, he can play.
I agree. He is definitely a man-child beast out there. He was a monster in the Class 5A state championship, and he was a big reason why Buford won. And if we just want to talk about the proceeds, it looks like the games are going to benefit the American Diabetes Association and the JDRF Junior Diabetes Research Foundation. And I know you being teamed up with All Metro Hoops and being a part of this big game, I know you have to be excited about that, raising money for those two great causes.
Yeah, those are two amazing causes. And actually, Horace, the founder, he also had diabetes, so it was personal to him. So that's what inspired him to raise funds for these causes. But over 29 million Americans have diabetes alone. You have over 1.25 million children with type 1 diabetes. So diabetes is an underrated disease that people don't really know too much about. You don't hear too much about it. But it's very important, and it's important that you make people aware of this disease and ways they can stay healthy and just take care of their bodies.
And can you plug the game one last time? What day, what location, what time, how much money it's going to cost, just so everybody knows how to get out there and support these kids and support these great causes?
Sunday, March 26th, 1 p.m., the event starts. Doors open at 12. It's $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free. So come out, bring your family. It's a great, great event. We have Jason Williams, White Chocolate. We have Roshan McLeod coaching the national game. We have Dominique Wilkins speaking at halftime and just the dunk competition. The dunk competition will start at 2:30 p.m., and that's featuring Isaiah Miller, one of the more electrifying seniors in his Georgia class. We have Steph Brown from Henry County, Damian Rosser, committed in New Orleans. A lot of athletes participate in this dunk competition, and then the select game is at 3 p.m.
Excellent, excellent. Jared Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. And just one final question. Will there be any write-ups, any media outlets there that are going to give their thoughts on the game or maybe do a summary post on who stood out? Do you know anything about that yet?
Yes, so we have NBADraft.net coming. You have USA Today coming. On the Radar Hoop scene, hopefully we'll have Sandy Steele out there. We have a lot of the big-time camera guys coming out there. J Mixtape Productions, with T24/7 Productions. We have Cooley Bay coming out. It's a lot of media guys coming. We have Rivals coming, 24/7 coming. It's a lot of ESPN will be there. It's a lot of media that will be this event.
So this is going to be a great event. Everybody, get out there this Sunday. Starting at 1 o'clock with the national game, 2:30 the slam dunk contest, 3 o'clock we have the select game. Get out there over to Wheeler High School for the second annual underclassmen All-American game. Jared Lindsay of All Metro Hoops, thank you for joining us today, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope to see everyone Sunday.